Welcome to CBS Mornings. On this Monday, I'm Gail King.
I'm Tony DeCoppo.
And Dominic Burleson. Ahead on CBS Mornings on the Go, recovery efforts are underway after a deadly tornado ripped through the South. The head of FEMA joins us to talk about how they're supporting devastated communities. Also, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has a big announcement. He tells Dana Jacobson how he's using his money to battle hate. And Emmy and Tony Award-winning actor and comedian John Leguizamo joins us on set. He's getting a shot at hosting The Daily Show this week. All of that coming up and more after these messages.
Hey, hey, Prime members, talking to you. You can listen to CBS Mornings on the Go ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome back to CBS Mornings. Communities in Mississippi and Alabama are still reeling from a massive tornado that ripped through the region on Friday night, killing at least 26 people, injuring dozens more. The National Weather Service says a tornado was an EF4 with wind speeds up to 170 miles an hour. Yikes. It was on the ground for more than an hour. President Biden has declared a state of emergency in Mississippi, and he's sending federal funding to devastated areas, including hard-hit Sharkey County in one of the poorest parts of the state. Our own Lena Zach traveled there and visited Rolling Fork, a town of roughly just 2,000 people, mostly flattened by this storm. She spoke with a local diner owner who described hiding with her employees in a walk-in cooler as a storm rapidly approached them.
Well, we got the last one in, then I went in, and then my husband came in, and he was holding the door, and it got away from him.
And the wind is pulling.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know how, but he got it back. And when he got it here, he looked up, and he said, as he's closing it, he said, "I see the sky." And so that meant our roof was gone. And when we got out, it was chaos. We come around the building, and then people are just screaming, coming from the highway, trying to get back here to find their families. And you just hear screaming of this one's name and that one's name. And these are people you know, and you know they were home, and you don't know where they are.
Mm. The depth of the pain there in Mississippi. Officials from FEMA were on the ground over the weekend meeting with community members and assessing the damage. And FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell was on that visit. And she joins us now from Washington. Administrator, good morning to you. Thank you for being here. What did you see when you were on the ground there? What are conditions like?
Good morning. Yesterday, Secretary Mayorkas and I had an opportunity to travel to Rolling Fork and assess the damage firsthand. And I was able to talk to many of the individuals that experienced just what you saw in the previous clip, and it's devastating. This is a town that is very close-knit. Everybody knows each other. And even talked to somebody that was in that restaurant that as soon as they got out, went back home into their neighborhood to help people that were in their homes and get them to safety. Really heartbreaking, but also inspiring to see how this community comes together, to see how all of the neighbors came out to help each other.
What concerns you the most right now?
I mean, we can see from the images that we are going to have a long-term recovery on our hands here, and we are going to be able to be on the ground with them and support the state of Mississippi. I talked to Governor Reeves extensively about some of the things that he's going to need. Housing is going to be our biggest issue, and we are going to work with the governor and his team to make sure that we are finding creative solutions to help this community rebuild and what we can do for them in the interim to give them some type of transitional assistance and a safe place to stay.
I just heard you say, Ms. Criswell, long-term recovery. Do you have a timetable on that? What exactly does that mean? And what will FEMA do right now for these people? But what's your, what does long-term recovery mean? Let's take that part of the question first.
Yeah, I mean, we are going to have to rebuild this community, right? We're going to have to rebuild the homes. We're going to want to make sure that people stay in this community. Everybody that I talked to said they want to live here. This is where home is. And so we want to make sure that not just rebuilding the homes, but making sure that these small businesses get back up and running, that we get the infrastructure back up and operational so people don't leave and they do stay. And we give them that safe place that they can live while we're rebuilding the businesses, rebuilding this community, and hopefully making it safer, more resilient against future tornadoes.
So you're talking months, years?
Oh, definitely months and into years to really get this community back to normal. But it's going to be better than ever. Everybody was so inspired, and they have great hope about what's in store for them in the future as we continue to work with them during this rebuilding process.
Hope is what they need. Administrator Nate here. We know that these catastrophic weather events are happening more frequently, but we also know that over the last handful of years, there have been more billion-dollar disasters. Do you have the funds to keep up with these very costly disasters?
You're so right that we are continuing to see an increase in the number of severe weather events that are happening across the country. Right now, we have the funds to support the initial response operations that are going on right here within Mississippi. But we're going to need to work with Congress to make sure that we do have the funds to support the ongoing rebuilding for this disaster and additional disasters that may come throughout the year.
Administrator Criswell, thank you so much. They definitely need hope and help. We appreciate you.
High-profile new campaign to combat anti-Semitism. First on CBS Mornings, New England Patriots owner, that, of course, is Robert Kraft, is investing $25 million in the Stand Up to Jewish Hate campaign to ask all Americans to just say no to anti-Semitism. 2022, did you know this, saw the most anti-Semitic incidents ever recorded in this country. And while the Jewish population makes up less than 2.5%, they are victims of more than half of all religious-based hate crimes. Think about that for just one moment. CBS Saturday Morning co-host, that's Dana Jacobson, talked with Mr. Kraft about that campaign. Dana, good morning to you. I know he's very committed to this.
Good morning, Gail. He is. You know, Robert Kraft is supporting this campaign with more than just his money. He's using his voice and his platform, and he's encouraging others to do the same. He told me that he's afraid for our country, having never seen this level of anti-Semitism in the U.S. before.
What, if any, anti-Semitism did you face when you were growing up?
We had a few scuffles.
Like many Jews growing up in America, Robert Kraft remembers the first time he faced anti-Semitism.
It was in high school, and there was a kid. He made a comment, was laced with expletives and dirty Jew at the end. It came very close to being a physical fight, and we both were held back. But you know what? I wound up making a friend of that guy. You can make friends of your enemies by dialogue, education.
Today, Kraft is marking a new chapter in that dialogue, announcing the Stand Up to Jewish Hate campaign, for which Kraft has put up $25 million.
I saw what you've been posting.
Ads like this are part of it.
Hitler was right.
Showing how people can do their part to combat hate.
I didn't teach you that.
At the center of the campaign is a blue square, taking up roughly 2.4% of a screen, the same percentage of the U.S. population made up by Jews.
We're asking all fellow Americans to use this blue emoji on their iPhones, their iPads, and wear this as a symbol that they're partnering with us and standing up against anti-Semitism.
But Kraft knows he can't do it alone.
If anybody knows about teamwork, it is you. And this takes a team.
It takes, and you know what? You don't win unless everyone's pitching in. And yeah, any team sport, any business, anything you want to win at, you need people from all places and all to pitch in and put team first.
As the owner of a storied football team, Kraft has made some influential friends.
I've called on them, and today, with the breaking of our campaign, you'll see we have a lot of influencers, very...
Such as?
Well,
I mean, I know this guy that used to play quarterback that...
Well, check it out.
With some of those trophies back there.
Check it out. You'll see. You'll see. But we also have a lot of good people who will recognize that this is something they want to partner with.
Why do you need it to be more than just the Jewish population?
Because we are so small. I think, you know, we did some research and it showed that over 50% of Americans believe that we can handle this problem on our own, and we know we can't.
The campaign springs from Kraft's Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism, which he created after anti-Semitic rhetoric in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017, and the deadly 2018 attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. A big part of the foundation's focus, anti-Semitism found online and on social media. Those incidents are tracked in a command center built in Gillette Stadium, steps away from Kraft's office.
Why did you want this so close?
Because I knew I wanted to have access and be hands-on and check what they're doing.
What they're doing is monitoring conversations across 300 million data sources. They can see in real time spikes in anti-Semitic rhetoric and share information with other organizations fighting hate.
It's going on constantly, and there's no let up. And it makes me sad, actually. This is the United States of America. I mean, it shouldn't happen here.
And that's the goal behind the foundation and the Stand Up to Jewish Hate campaign, to stop it.
Why are you the right person to do this?
I don't know that I'm the right person. I think it's important to show people that you're proud of your heritage, and some people don't know I'm of Jewish heritage. Well, I'm not ashamed to tell them that, and I'm proud of it.
Kraft reminded me several times during this interview that while this campaign is about anti-Semitism, it affects us all because hate like this does not stop with those of us that are Jewish. And Tony, that really resonated with me because it reminded me of a poem that is often referenced around the Holocaust. It is about the idea that after the Holocaust, there was so much remorse for not speaking up when the Nazis came first for one group, then the next, until there was no one else left to speak up.
Yeah, why don't we shout? It is a big deal to see Robert Kraft stand up and say, I am Jewish, and this will not stand. And to do it, Dana, as you so beautifully set up in the piece with those six Lombardi trophies behind him showing his accomplishments in this life. Thank you very much for that piece. Really appreciate it. And you know what else matters, guys, is if he can get former or current NFL players to back him in this, that will go a long way to amplifying the message. This is the oldest hatred, it's often said. Mm-hmm. It's a persistent one, and it's going to need people like himself and those players, I think, to get a groundswell to say this will not stand.
But he's encouraging everybody to get involved. That's what I like about it. Number one, I really admire and respect what he's doing and how he's doing it. $25 million is not chump change. I don't care how much money you have. The fact that he's putting that much money in this effort and then monitoring it, we were talking about, in real time. You can tell it's something that's deeply personal to him, deeply cares, and I think it's sending a very powerful message.
Yeah. And that blue square idea, you know, 2.4% or something of the population, and all the attention.
He does so much stuff outside of the sports space that he doesn't get credit for it. I'm glad that we're highlighting this.
Me too.
All right, Dan, thank you again for that.
More from this episode of CBS Mornings after this short break.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Oh, we got an extra head bob at the table this morning. Yeah. Mr. GTH.
Let's do that. Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Celebrating good times. A very special talk at the table this morning with our friend, Mr. Vlad Duce. We are very excited to announce that Vlad has a new role here at CBS News. He is now a featured host of CBS Mornings.
What does that mean, Tony?
Broadcast you are watching right now, Gail. And in fact, that means we'll get to see even more Vlad Duce.
Look at that.
More Vlad in business, more Vlad in art, more Vlad in culture stories, and more Vlad talk at the table, in addition to more our continuing reign as Vlad with What's Watch. If you don't know already, Vlad is an Emmy Award winner, a Peabody Award winner.
He
joined CBS News back in 2014. After reporting from West Africa, also a veteran, he's done a lot of things in his life. He's helped us here at CBS cover everything from the terror attacks in France and Belgium, natural disasters in Haiti, and he has interviewed everyone from former presidents to musicians like Dave Grohl and Cher. And over the years, we have celebrated Vlad's many milestones, including his marriage to his lovely wife, Marion. I hope she's very happy with this announcement today. And in January, Vlad became a dad. He's now dad to Celine. And we continue to be on Vlad's journey of parenthood, the Vlad the Dad series, one of my favorite. I noticed, Vlad, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. We're very happy.
Yeah.
That's what everybody says.
Well deserved.
Yeah. Thank you. I think it's so good for us, Vlad.
I do. I think it's. I don't know anybody when you walk around in the world that doesn't ask about Vlad.
Of course.
That is always cheering for Vlad, celebrating you. So I think this is really great. I think people should know that you started out in business, though. I mean, you were a business person and wanted to do this.
Yeah.
And said, let me figure out a way to get into television.
Yeah, I started.
You didn't start at 20 something.
No, I started. I was a 39-year-old intern at CNN.
I quit
my job after 20 years in global finance, and it was really. I mean, I've said this story many times. It was Anderson Cooper, 60 Minutes correspondent Anderson Cooper, CNN Anderson Cooper, who for whatever it was that he saw in me. He gave me a shot to live my dream and to be able to be here with you. And it's not just Anderson. I mean, thank you to Neeraj Kemlani, who's our president. Shauna, who's our big cheese boss over here, for the vote of confidence. You stand on the shoulders of so many people, including all of you, who have been so wonderful to me. Everybody here on the set, all the senior producers and our producers and everybody on this show. And also a shout out to Anthony Galloway, who runs CBS News Streaming, because I'm still going to be, if y'all don't catch us here, you can still catch me and Anne-Marie Green every morning at 9 a.m. on CBS News Streaming. So I'm grateful for all of these individuals who've just supported me. It's so interesting to me that you meet people sometimes at the high levels of their profession, and they say, you know, I work really hard, and I'm really smart, and that's why I'm here. I'm none of those things. I'm somebody who was seen by the three of you, by Neeraj, by Anderson, by Shauna.
But Vlad, take that back.
Yeah, you are all those things.
Yeah, because you all are those things, and you did work really hard, too.
This didn't just happen. It speaks volumes of you that you would, mid-career, after so much success in business and finance, to start as an intern.
At 39, Tony.
At 39, and climb all the way to this position here. You know, that's Vlad to Glad, I think. Forget Vlad to Dad. Yeah.
And Vlad, you know, I've said this to you off camera, and I'll say it while the cameras are on. I admire you, and you are one of the smartest, brightest minds that I know. So when I work with you on a daily basis, it is working with one of my favorite people, and you are as good as it gets. And I know oftentimes you don't like to pat yourself on the back, but we will do that for you. Mm-hmm. And you're not just one of the brightest minds at CBS. I mean, in all of media. And I'm glad. When I received this email, I was doing flips in my house. It was the best news I've heard.
I know.
I'm going to stop talking.
Not one person had an eye roll like, really? I mean, everybody was so excited about what I like is that your enthusiasm is so infectious. I love that you are a grown-ass man, but you still have this childlike, I'm so excited about coming to work. I'm so excited about doing this job. Because I feel that, too. I think what we get to do is such an honor, such a privilege, such a blessing, and dare I say, a lot of fun.
Yes.
And so you come to the table and you bring all of that,
Whole self. So valuable. You have presence. You have presence.
So good that we all gave up all of our talk at the tables just so we could talk about you, Vlad.
John Tower just said, let's wrap this up.
He loves you, too.
Thank you. Tuck them tears away. It's time to go. Yeah. Come on, Tower. We're having an emotional moment.
Come on.
No, but congratulations again.
Thank you. Well, thank you. And thank you to our viewers. Because, our numbers, y'all seen our numbers lately?
They're good.
They're really good.
I don't say we're your favorite morning show for nothing, Vlad.
Exactly. Right. We won an Emmy.
We're excited.
Here, Vlad, he said, you see those numbers? You see those numbers?
I did not.
Vlad's like,
I did not.
That's all me. I know you've seen the numbers.
Shantae, can we have a tight shot of Vlad right now? Can we get a tight shot? See those numbers?
I want to see the Celine baby cam as well for this whole segment. I hope she's happy. Marion, congratulations to you as well.
Yes, Marion.
All right, we do have to move on, I'm told, and it is on the subject of celebrations. Today, as Vlad, I'm sure, knew and has a story about, it is International Whiskey Day today. And to celebrate that occasion and also Mr. Dutier, Mark Strassman traveled to the oldest continuously operating whiskey distillery in these United States. It's called the Buffalo Trace Distillery, even older than its home state of Kentucky. Mark learned about the distillery's history and why, when it comes to whiskey, age is more than just a number.
New Orleans has Bourbon Street, but this is Bourbon Heaven.
I would like to personally welcome you to the oldest continually operated distillery in the United States.
In Frankfort, Kentucky, tour guide Freddie Johnson's toasting the Buffalo Trace Distillery. Its 1775 distilling roots predate America itself.
This is Warehouse J.
Mark Brown, Buffalo Trace's president and CEO since 1997, finds whiskey drinkers to be famously passionate.
Whiskey fans will debate whiskey the way sports fans will debate their favorite players and teams.
Correct. The richness of the topic, I think, invites people in. There's just so much that you can talk about.
Maybe you don't know Jack Daniels about whiskey. Well, bourbon is a type of whiskey with a grain mash made of at least 51% corn. It's distilled, fermented, cooked, and aged in new charred oak barrels for up to 25 years, resting in warehouses like this one.
Barrels in a warehouse are just like real estate. Location, location, location.
It's a process, a collaboration between Mother Nature and Father Time. What's left after years of rest finally rolls out barrel after barrel, ready for the cork to be removed. I gave it a shot.
All right, now you got it.
Now I got it. I can work here.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Buffalo Trace produces 250,000 barrels of whiskey a year, including its own brand and other big names like Blanton's, Eagle Rare, Weller, and Pappy Van Winkle, which sells for thousands of dollars online. Delayed gratification rules here. Executives have to project their global market years in the future, even today.
What we're selling today, we made that decision in 2015 about what we were going to make. And today, we're making decisions about what we make for 2029.
It's challenging business that way.
It is challenging, yes. In 97, said we should make that much for 2005, and everybody was looking around in 2005 going, what idiot didn't make enough whiskey? You are looking at the culprit, the responsible party.
Since opening its warehouses in 1811, Buffalo Trace has built its institutional knowledge one sip at a time. Even during Prohibition, it stayed open, legally, one of four distilleries allowed to make medicinal whiskey.
So there was us, three others, and Al Capone, supplying the nation with all the whiskey it needed.
Who pulled off what back then?
So there are a few questions on our history we decided not to ask.
Yes.
That being one of them.
The mixture that you see right here, that is a straight rye whiskey.
For more than a century, Johnson's family has shared their history with the distilleries. Three generations of bourbon whisperers, starting with his grandfather, Jimmy Johnson Sr.
He was the first African American to be a warehouse manager of a major distillery. So I started playing around here when I'm 5 years old.
What was that like?
I was like Willy Wonka in a chocolate factory. Yeah, I remember getting into a lot of trouble. Yeah.
Shocking.
I really think they were worried more about the paperwork than they were about me as a kid, you know.
The distillery that you're visiting has the largest inventory of aged bourbons in the world.
Over the past few decades, Johnson's been keeping his family's traditions alive and has become the only tour guide ever inducted into the Kentucky Bourbon Hall of Fame. It's no wonder guests travel near and far to spend time with this whiskey wizard.
What is it you're hoping they walk away with?
I think one is an appreciation of how the product that they've come to enjoy gets created, and realizing as they walk away from here that they have changed, that their lives have actually been touched.
He's living proof of an old joke among whiskey lovers. Whatever the question, bourbon is the answer. For CBS Mornings, Mark Strassman in Frankfort, Kentucky.
I'll toast to that. Tony and Emmy Award winner John Leguizamo has been doing comedy since junior high school. And now he's bringing his talents to The Daily Show. Leguizamo has more than 150 credits, including movies like Moulin Rouge, The Menu, and for being the voice behind Sid the Sloth in the Ice Age franchise. Starting tonight, though, Leguizamo is the latest comedian to guest host The Daily Show after Trevor Noah stepped down. The Daily Show airs on Comedy Central, part of Paramount. John Leguizamo, what's up, man? How you
doing? What's up? Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Of course. Thank you for being here. So we were just talking about this during the commercial break. Your comedy was once described as profane. Political, a teaching tool.
Yeah, I was definitely profane. Mm-hmm. But hopefully elevating, I hope.
And elevating. Will you be bringing that style to The Daily Show?
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to curse. I got to check on that. But I will try whenever I can.
And that is your signature. It's being as versatile as possible. You can talk about any subject. What is your approach going into this week?
Well, I'm gonna bring a little flavor, a little Latinx flavor.
Okay.
You know, I'm gonna break dance in it.
You're gonna break dance?
Yeah. Well, actually break something while I'm dancing.
Yeah. Is that a good idea? Break dancing for you?
Not at this age. Yeah. Back when I was a young man, and I'd spin on my head and rip the hair out of my head, and I'm gonna be with Crazy Legs, the one of the pioneers of
legend.
Yeah.
My PR brother, and I have some Latinx guest stars that are a flavor, and I tried to get a special guest, Ted Ooh. Cruz and Marco Rubio, but they won't show
together?
Up.
Together? You tried to get them?
Snowflakes won't come.
So are you approaching this as an audition because you want this job, or you're taking it as this, I'm just going to have fun with it? What's your mindset going into it?
I'm going to go in there to represent, you know, to show Latinx talent, Latinx excellence. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to blow it out. I'm going to turn it out.
Did you watch The Daily Show coming up?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, The Daily Show helped me survive the Trump years.
Mm. How so?
I would watch it and be able to laugh, find humor about the
situation. With
John. Yeah. That was so dark. You know?
Uh-huh. Well, the Trump years, he would like them to come back. He's running for another four Trump years. He's also, he says he's going to be arrested soon. He might be over this whole hush money thing. Do you think you're going to work that into the show in some capacity?
I'm sure. We're going to work everything. We're going to work Waco. We're going to, you know, the arrest, the perp walk.
Yeah.
But we're going to work everything in there.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, are you hoping it happens this week if it happens?
That'd be amazing.
The indictment.
Thank you. I'd be a god if it all happens while I'm hosting. That'd be incredible. Yeah. Then I could wear an orange suit and pretend to be him. I could do anything.
I like hearing that you've been doing comedy since you were in junior high school. So when you started, was it your dream? What was your dream starting out doing comedy in junior high? Were you class clown type thing?
Because, you know, my school was mad competitive for class clowns. Like, you couldn't sit at the lunch table if you didn't bust out some great jokes. They would kick you out of that table. So I would have to write jokes at night. I had files for certain jokes for everybody.
In junior high?
You were prepping.
Yeah.
You were prepping for
it. Had to be. It was competitive.
Is that where the title Ghetto Clown came
that's
from?
Right,
your
that's
shows?
Right. Yeah.
So in November, you published an open letter to Hollywood.
Yes.
Basically talking about the Latino representation in entertainment.
Or lack of.
And you wrote, if you look Latino or if you have a Latino last name, the odds are against you in Hollywood. Mm. Kind of explain your reason for publishing that and writing that, and where do you think we are now when it comes to the Latino
community? Well, I mean, we're the oldest ethnic group in America. We're the largest ethnic group in America. We didn't just get here. We've been here for 500 years. Mm. And why are we still invisible? We're 20% of the population, and less than 1% of the leads in front of the camera, less than 1% of the crew behind, what, less than 1% of the executives? How's that possible? It's not for lack of trying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're 30% of the U.S. box office. Hmm. We add $2.8 trillion to the GDP. We're not getting our money's worth. Mm-hmm. I want my money's worth. Mm-hmm. And when we have 20% of the leads, 20% of the executives and the storytelling, I'll be okay then.
Yeah. Is there a moment in your career or moments that stand out to you where you're like, whoa, That took me back because there was judgment or some prejudice against you?
Oh. Well, you know, I was up for this movie and the director called me, and he denies it now, but he called me and said, I want you in my flick. And then he called me back a week later and said, oh, John, I can't have you in my flick because I have another Latin actor and I don't want anybody to think this is a Latin movie.
Oh.
And I'm like, but the original people who, it was a true story of two Latin people. Why couldn't a real Latin person be in the Latin role? Yes. This wasn't allowed.
Yes.
There was these unspoken quotas and cheap tokenism.
Something you never hear.
Something, the audience as well. Yeah.
Well, something you never hear. Too many white people in this movie. We need to do something about that.
Right. I mean, white people are only 58% of the population.
Yes.
But if they're getting 100% of the roles, then they're overrepresented by 140%.
So what are you working on now that you're most excited, in addition to the guest hosting of The Daily Show?
All the Power comes out Friday, based on an international novel about young women wanting to protect themselves. And through evolution, when they reach puberty, they grow an extra organ that gives them an electric charge. And they start taking over the world and flip it over, and men can't deal and the world can't deal.
It's such an amazing thought experiment. Yeah.
Vlad was talking about this last week. What's your role if it's about women taking over?
I play the stay-at-home dad, Mr. Mom, the man behind the powerful woman, Toni Collette, and I'm the dad of one of the girls. And it's called speculative fiction because it's based on science and it's very real. It's not magical powers or superhero unlimited powers.
You seem excited just talking about that, John.
I love that show.
Yeah?
The show is... Don't watch it, guaranteed. Call me if you don't like it.
Okay, all right.
We love you. And we appreciate you.
Love you all
that. Who's going to call you, John, and say, you know, I didn't care for that?
Somebody will do it.
The best in the business. You can watch John Leguizamo guest hosting The Daily Show tonight on Comedy Central.
And we do thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow in your feed and Monday through Friday on your local CBS stations starting at 7 a.m.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to CBS Mornings on the go ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die. like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.